Your speaker in this lesson is Harold Bigham.
Thank you for listening to our program today. We are delighted that you have chosen to invest your time in listening to this program. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. Is it possible for us to know anything? Can we be absolutely certain that we can know? Jesus said that we can know without any doubt of the matter. Some would propose today that we cannot know. They teach that nothing is absolute, that nothing is certain. They teach that truth is relative. In other words, what might be truth to one person is not truth for another person. Let us study for the next few moments this very important topic, we can absolutely know. First of all, we can absolutely know that God exists. The existence of God is proven by the things that are made. Romans 1:20. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1:20. The creation provides us with the evidence that God exists, that God is. Paul said, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Romans 1:18-21. Paul said that we can know that God is by the things that He has created, by the things that He has made. Look outside and see the very beautiful trees and flowers that has been created by God. Look at the green grass. Look at the sand. On and on we can speak of the many things that God has created. Again, the psalmist declared, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork." Psalms 19:1. God created the world out of nothing. God spoke the world into existence. He did not take something that existed before and created something else from it. God existed before the world was. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hebrews 11:3. Therefore, the creation points to a Creator. The world that God created proves that God exists. We can know that God is because of the evidence presented. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Secondly, we can absolutely know the inspired, authoritative, inerrant Word of God. God communicates to us through His Word. Paul said, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." 2 Timothy 3:16. Literally, the phrase inspiration of God is breathed of God, or God breathed. As such, God's Word is inerrant. Paul wrote, "In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began." Titus 1:2. The inspired, inerrant Word of God must be our authority for all that we practice in religion. Peter proclaimed, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. 1 Peter 4:11. We can know the truth. The righteous God of heaven would not give man a book that cannot be understood. God would not give us something that would not be profitable to us and of no value to us. Peter said that God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, according as His divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:3-4. Again, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. Paul said, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Romans 15:4. The Old Testament was written for learning, but not to govern us today. Today, we're under the New Testament, and, of course, under the Christian age. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He hath made the worlds. Hebrews 1:1-2. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. Whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Ephesians 3:4-5. He that rejected me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So said Christ, John 12:48. Through the Bible, we can know what to do in order to be saved from our sins. The Bible is not a fable or a fairy tale. The Bible is the Word of God, and we can absolutely know it. But then, we can also absolutely know if we are a Christian. My friend John said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. 1 John 5:13. John said that we can know if we have the promise of everlasting life, so we can know if we are saved from our sins. The same thing that saves us from our sins makes us a Christian and a member of the Lord's church, the Church of Christ. We are judged by the pure Word of God and not by our feelings, not by our whims and philosophies and the theories of mankind. Paul said, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:17-18. Paul assured them, as well as you and I, that we can know, that they could know, that they were now servants of God instead of servants of sin and Satan. We can take the pure Word of God and know if we are right or wrong. We must be as the noble Bereans who persisted in their study of God's Word with the grand motive of wanting to know if they were right with God. They wanted to search the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Acts 17:11. There is a process that we are to do in order to become saved from our sins. God has done His part of our salvation. What did God do? He gave His Son to die for us. In John 3, verse 16, it speaks of the great love that God has for you and I. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, what is man's part in the process of salvation? We must hear the gospel of Christ. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. We must believe. Jesus said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:16. We must repent of our sins. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Acts 17:30. We must confess the good name of Christ, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:10. We must be baptized for the remission of sins. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38. In obeying these commandments, we become a Christian. We can know absolutely if we are saved from our sins. The same thing that makes us a Christian makes us a member of the Lord's church, the church of Christ. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts 2:47. A Christian must be faithful even to the point of dying for the Lord. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. My friend, will you consider our study today and then respond in loving obedience to the commandments of God? Thank you for studying with us today. May God bless you as you continue to read and to study the Bible.